In any case, self-reports can be unreliable. Objective changes in behavior are much better indicators of how well treatment works. The first patient I treated with neurofeedback was a good example. He was a professional man in his early 50s who defined himself as heterosexual, but he compulsively sought homosexual contact with strangers whenever he felt abandoned or misunderstood. His marriage had broken up around this issue, and he had become HIV positive. He was desperate to gain control over his behavior. During a previous therapy, he had talked extensively about his sexual abuse by an uncle at around the age of 8. We assumed that his compulsion was related to that abuse, but making that connection had made no difference in his behavior. After more than a year of regular psychotherapy with a competent therapist, nothing had changed. A week after I started to train his brain to produce slower waves in his right temporal lobe, he had a distressing argument with his new girlfriend, and instead of going to his habitual cruising spot to find sex, he decided to go fishing. I attributed that response to change. However, over the next 10 weeks, in the midst of his tumultuous relationship, he continued to find solace in fishing and began to renovate a lakeside cabin. When we skipped 3 weeks of neurofeedback because of our vacation schedules, his compulsion suddenly returned, suggesting that his brain had not yet stabilized its new pattern. We trained for 6 more months, and now, 4 years later, I see him about every 6 months for a checkup. He has felt no further impulse to engage in his dangerous sexual activities. How did his brain come to derive comfort from fishing rather than from compulsive sexual behavior? At this point, we simply didn't know. Neurofeedback changes brain connectivity patterns. The mind follows by creating new patterns of engagement. Brainwave basics, from slow to fast. Each line on an EEG charts the activity in a different part of the brain, a mixture of different rhythms ranged on a scale from slow to fast. The EEG consists of measurements of varying heights, known as amplitude, and wavelengths, known as frequency. Frequency refers to the number of times a waveform rises and falls in 1 second, and it is measured in hertz or cycles per second, known as CPS. Every frequency on the EEG is relevant to understanding and treating trauma, and the basics are relatively easy to grasp. Delta waves, the slowest frequencies, from 2 to 5 hertz, are seen most often during sleep. The brain is in an idling state, and the mind is turned inward. If people have too much slow wave activity while they're awake, their thinking is foggy, and they exhibit poor judgment and poor impulse control. 80% of children with ADHD, and many individuals diagnosed with PTSD, have excessive slow waves in their frontal lobes.